Welcome to Holland Road Baptist Church Encounter Podcasts, the podcasts where I'm going to ask Jamie, Sophie and Ella if they sing in the shower and what, and if they do sing in the shower, what they sing in the shower. So Jamie.
100% yes. I don't know if you know me, Josh, but yes, I do sing in the shower. What do I sing? It really depends. Often it's whatever's stuck in my head. So it could be, if I'm feeling holy, it could be a song. But more realistically, it's probably like a music, like a song from a musical, or even more embarrassingly, like the theme tune to one of the like shows that Aya watches. So it's nothing great.
That's brilliant. That's really good. For those who don't know, Aya's his daughter, who is two and a half?
Two and a half.
I almost went for one and a half. But yeah, it's a shame I can't hear those tunes. I bet it'd be great.
You would love it.
What about you, Sophie?
Yeah, I absolutely sing in the shower. Anyone that says they don't is lying, just so everyone's clear. Absolutely. I go through phases what I sing. I'm a bit weird with Spotify. I like make playlists for the month and then I make a new playlist. A bit weird. But at the moment, I've got my March playlist. It's got a lot of bops, upbeat. It's great fun. Yeah.
Well, see, so you're just listening to Spotify in the shower and singing along.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's weird about that.
That's what I do. I put Spotify on and I sing along. Unless it's something that I just can't sing to, then I just kind of jam.
Air guitar.
You have too much time in your head. If you're setting up a playlist for going to the shower, you have too much time.
Oh no, it's not specifically for the shower. It's my normal playlist, and then I just happen to put it on.
Exactly.
Why is it so difficult to understand?
It's just weird, man.
Not weird at all.
Ella, what about you?
I think everyone sings in the shower. I'm actually going to make a Spotify shower playlist, so it's more like a niche singing and belting. I put like a Disney song. I like a bit Beyonce, like a noughties pop beat. Like, anything that's like lifting, where I can belt it and show, you know, my full vocal potential.
You're speaking my language.
I can't sing, save my life. So my poor housemate has to listen to it every morning. But I love to sing in the shower.
Maybe we shouldn't be doing, we're doing a worship playlist this podcast. Maybe we shouldn't be doing that. Maybe we should be doing a shower playlist. But all right. So let's roll the intro music. I'm Josh. I'm the host of this podcast. We might have a few other hosts coming along for following weeks. So look out for that. I am 19 years old. I serve part-time at Holland Road. I also teach guitar. That's all you're going to learn about me for now if you don't know me. What about you guys? Can you introduce yourself, Jamie?
Oh, man. Okay. My name's Jamie. I'm not 19. I'm nearly 25, which is slightly depressing. I have two kids, and I currently work as a cover supervisor in a school.
Amazing. Sophie.
Yes. Hi. As Josh said, I'm Sophie. I am 20. I'm a student at University of Winchester, but Holland Road is my home church, growing up here. And I'm now back for summer, which is a bit crazy given that it's March, but, you know, here we are. So student studying psychology.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And Ella, what is your name and who are you?
Hi, so I'm Ella. I am a third year student at Sussex University studying international development. I've been at Holland Road for about like 2.5 years. I started doing youth work this year. Yeah, and I'm from London originally. And yeah, life is good.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys. So as I've been alluding to, this week we're putting together a playlist of songs. And I've asked you guys beforehand to kind of come up with your five top songs, top worship songs that have been helping you out throughout this time that you've been listening to. First of all, I'm just going to ask you to share what are these top five songs. So, Jamie.
So I find it really hard to like list them in order. So I'm just going to give them to you, and I'll tell you which one the top one is. But the others underneath the top one are in whatever order. And as I was thinking about these, really, I was realizing that they're all pretty emo. which maybe shows you where I'm at. Like, they're not proper worshipy, like, upbeat stuff. They're pretty emo. Although, well, they can be upbeat, but they are quite emo. But here you go. So I've got It Is Well, which is an old-time hymn by Horatio Spafford. I love it. It's one of my favourites, all-time favourite songs. I listen to it a lot, but that helps me out a lot. And then I've got a song called Enemy by a band called Newsboys. I've got a song called You Loved My Heart to Death by a band called Shane and Shane, who I absolutely love as well. And then I've got two songs by a band that was set up by some of my old youth workers. So when I was in youth, two of them set up a band called Telescope Focus. And the two of the songs I've got from them, one is called Wings and the other is called Out of the Whirlwind. And I love both of them.
Amazing. Look forward to potentially hearing a little bit more from those. What are your top five songs, Sophie?
Good question. So, like, 5 minutes before we started, I realised we were meant to list them in order. And then Jamie just went in and didn't list them in order. So glad I spent my time doing that. I've gone with The Father's House by Corey Asbury, who's the guy that did Reckless Love.
And is that fifth, sorry, or is that first?
Yeah, that's fifth, sorry.
Okay, we're going backwards.
Yeah, moving up. And then Canvas and Clay, which on Spotify says it's by Bread and Wine / Ben Smith, so take what you will from that. And then Sing It From the Shackles by Rhone Collective, who I love. Everyone knows Rhone. Great band. And then God of Revival by Bethel, and my top one, Raise a Hallelujah by Bethel as well.
Some great choices there. What about you, thanks, Ella?
Yeah, so as I was saying earlier, I have quite a lot of different playlists for different like moods, and so it's quite hard choosing only five songs, but I try my best anyway. So in fifth place is a song called Psalm 27 by Jonathan Ogden. In fourth is Yes and Amen by House Fires. In third place is Raise a Hallelujah by Bethel. Like, so you've got to.
Yes.
Great.
Ooh.
I do love it. Would recommend. In second place is Stay Patient by Montel Fish. This isn't really a worship song, but it is like Christian genre of music, which I do appreciate. And then I've got Valley by Chris McClarney as my top song.
Brilliant. That's really great, guys. I just realized now that I'm really happy that I didn't have to come up with my top five after hearing you guys have to list it off. Any of my playlists are always like, oh, top 50 or top 100. It's like, I can't choose between songs. So yeah, that's amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
All right.
And I'm just going to ask you to talk a little bit more about how the top song or which song has impacted you most, if there's any line from the song specifically that's impacted you throughout this time. Maybe we could go backwards this time. Maybe we could start with Ella.
Sure, yeah. So I can't remember when I first heard the song Valley, but it is a worship song, I think. I think it's probably one of my Spotify recommendations. I listen to so many Christian worship songs, a lot come up. But anyway, humble brag indeed. I love this song. It's based on Psalm 23, which is one of my favourite psalms. So I think everyone should go read Psalm 23 and then listen to the song as well. There's quite a lot of parallels between it. And I just love it because it's all about when we're in the darkest valley and we're like, how we can just fear no evil because we know that God is with us and that we can be confident that God is good and God is loving and that these traits will always be with us throughout our day. And so I think it's really like relevant for now. It's quite uncertain and like crazy time that we can remember to praise God and worship him. And that know that even though this is a bit of a valley right now, we can know that like God's goodness and love will follow us for all the days of our lives. And I think it's talked a lot about God's promises in the song as well, and about how God is faithful. And I think it kind of like roots me into God's promises of God being a God of hope and a God of joy and love and redemption. And I think it just points towards his salvation ultimately and how like we're going towards eternity in heaven with our Father, how that's so exciting. And it's quite an upbeat and like joyful and worship song, maybe a bit of a contrast to all of Jamie's songs, I don't know. I like a dancey song, like one where you can like jam in the shower and like dance along my bedroom. That's what I do in my day to day. So yeah, I kind of really like how it's kind of joyful and how you can praise God. I think that and all these uncertain times, it's good to still like stay like joyful and praise God through all the valleys and all the like lows of life, and to know that like God is the same and he never changes. Like God will be the same today, tomorrow and yesterday, and like we know that God's in control, and that's where our peace should come from. And so yeah, I think it just reminds me how God is my rock and my firm foundation. It makes me go reading my Psalms, which is good. So I just love it.
I really like that, how it's based off a psalm. I think it's great, you know, that songwriters can bring things out of psalms like that. What psalm did you say it was based off again?
Psalm 23.
23. Maybe we could just read part of that even now. So it's the one that we had, for those who are Home Roaders listening, it's the one that David preached on last service.
Maybe.
Yeah. So it's a really great psalm. It's the one that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley," which was the bit that Ella was picking up a little bit on there, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and staff, they comfort me." And it goes on for a little bit longer, two more verses. If you want to look that up, Psalm 23 is a really famous psalm. But yeah. Good upbeat song.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Sophie, so your top song was Raise a Hallelujah.
Yes, by Bethel. I've just sort of picked out a few lines from the song to talk about, really, that really spoke to me through this situation. So one of them is, "I'll raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief." And I just really feel like, as the worldwide church, we have such an opportunity to be a voice during the crisis, and to be a loud voice, proclaiming hope, over fear, and that people are going to be looking, for something to listen to, or like looking for a voice to listen to tell them what to do. And the church has such an opportunity to be, proclaiming that, and to be the loudest voice that people will find the church through that. so that really spoke to me. And then a bit further down in the song, in the second verse, it says, "I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery." I don't know about you, but this feels like pretty much a big mystery. Like no one knows what's going to happen. No one knows the timeline or the aftermath, or, you know, we're completely lost in this altogether. But we can still praise God. We can still raise a hallelujah, even though we're confused, even though we don't know what's going to happen. And we can glorify God with our actions and our words and who we are, and how we treat people. We can still glorify God through that. Like serving in church is going to look very different, but we can still do that, even if it's by phoning people that we know are lonely, or making food parcels for people that can't get out, or anything like that. That's how serving the church will look now, rather than helping out of groups and stuff like that. It's still glorifying God, it's just different. And then I think in the same verse, it says, "Fear, you've lost your hold on me." And that just really like blew me away, because I think, I'm not gonna lie, like I can be scared about what's going to happen because I really don't know, but I'm not rooted in fear about it. I can be rooted in hope and what God says is like truths over me, rather than being rooted in the fear that I don't know what's going to happen. And just because we are scared about it, fear doesn't have to come embedded in us and become part of us. Like what I mentioned earlier about the church being the loudest voice that people are going to hear, people will be looking at us asking like, where's God through the coronavirus? Like, where is he? This isn't a good situation. And if we're answering from a place of fear, we're not going to be like spreading the gospel as best we can. whereas if we're rooted in like hope, we can still be scared and admit that, but because our grounding is in hope, we can still proclaim the truth of the gospel. And people, you know, this is an opportunity where church has never been more accessible, because people just have to log on. Like, if we can encourage people to do that, that would just be great. So yeah, I just love this song because there's so many just like one-liners that blow me away. Yeah, that's what I've got written down, my reflections.
Yeah, no, that's really helpful. I've actually been listening to that song quite a bit as well this week. Mm. I think it just faces the facts, you know, but still it raises hallelujah. You going back to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like what you said about how we're still church and how we still, you know, our voice is still has a massive impact.
Mm.
But yeah, so, and I think that's really important as well now that we're not, we can't obviously go to the church building, but we as a people are still the church. But yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you, Sophie. Jamie, so your top song, I can't actually remember what your one was.
Oh, sorry. It's called Out of the Whirlwind. It's called Out of the Whirlwind.
Amazing. And how has that song impacted you? Is there any kind of lines or just a general idea or theme?
Yeah, so like I said before, it's a song that was written by two of my youth leaders when I was a youth. I think so that's part of what comes into it for me is that it was people that really cared for me and looked after me and helped me grow in my faith with the people who were kind of writing this song and sharing it with us as a group and wanting us to be able to grow in our faith by listening to it. But yeah, I love it. One of the things I really like just musically about it is it's quite stripped back. It's not a really high production. I mean, it's really well recorded. Because one of my youth leaders was a sound technician. That was what he did at university. So he recorded stuff really well. So it's a great recording, but it's very stripped back. And I really enjoy that. It makes it quite peaceful. And I think that's what I get when I listen to the song is that it gives me a real sense of peace and a real sense of peace in God. But one of the key lines that really sticks with me is it says, out of the whirlwind, God can speak, keeping promises to never leave. And I think that's the thing that really speaks to me when I listen to this song is in these times where we don't know what's going on. Like we've been discussing, particularly at the moment, we're in a time where no one knows what's going on. But even in other times where we feel like we don't really understand what God's doing, I know I've been in that place a lot in my life where I don't really understand what God's doing and why he's doing what he's doing or why things seem the way they are. These words really help me remember that in all things, God has promised to be with us and he's promised that he will never leave or forsake us. And yeah, it's just something that really speaks to me. Also, this song is kind of picks on lots of rich biblical stories and themes all the way through. So part of it kind of uses Psalms like we talked about earlier. Some of the song uses words from Psalms to fuel it. And some of it is the kind of overarching theme of out of the whirlwind is from the story from 1 Kings 19, where like God comes and speaks to Elijah. And there's that whole kind of, you know, there's the powerful whirlwind and then the fire. And but then God comes and speaks to Elijah in the still small voice. Mm. And so, yeah, it's born out of that story. So yeah, 1 Kings 19, if you want to check out that story, it's a great story. But yeah, for me, the thing that really sticks with me through this is that, yeah, God is always with us in all things. And he's promised to never leave us or forsake us, which means he's promised to never let us down. And I think that's such an incredible thing. So you can't get that from anyone else other than God. And so, yeah, it's kind of emo-y, like I was saying before. It helped me really contemplate and really meditate on how much God loves me and how much he wants a relationship with me and how much he loves to be with us and to be part of us. And I think one more thing. So the thing that I really draw from this is that he's able to never leave us or forsake us because Jesus has experienced everything that we experience. So we don't have a God that's far off and just sympathizes. We have a God that's able to empathize because he's been through stuff. He's been through it as well. And I think that's such a powerful thing, particularly this time, like Sophie was talking about, being able to share with our friends. We have a God who's not just sympathizing with us, but he's able to understand our pain and our stress and our worry because he's been through it himself. And that's such an amazing thing. So yeah, that's what really sticks with me through this song.
That's really great. Thank you so much, Jamie. I really look forward to hearing those ones if we can link them somehow. I'd love to keep chatting about these songs and go through all of them, but I'm afraid that's all the time that we have for today's podcast. This has been a Holland Road Baptist Church Encounter podcast. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you, Sophie, Jamie, and Ella for chatting with us. Thanks, guys. And
thank you.
If you want to find out a little bit more, you can follow us on Instagram at @encounter_HR for Holland Road. We'll be posting a new podcast every week on Wednesdays, so look out for that. And also, you'll be able to find a link to the playlist with all these songs. It should be on the page just underneath the podcast. Would it be okay, Jamie, if you just finish off for us with a prayer?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Father God, thank you that you never leave us, that you're always with us, that you care for us in every situation. Lord, thank you that even through this, we get to be able to meet together and hear from you. Lord, I pray you would be with all of us in our different days. Father, you'd be with everyone who listens to this. Father, you would help us to check out those different passages that we're talking about, like Psalm 23. Lord, I pray that you would really speak to us through those. And so, I just pray you'd be with us and you'd bless us now. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. See you guys.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.